RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Wait, this feels weird. I'm doing a radio show. All right, MP on the mic. Michael Phillips here. What's up? 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Feels good to be in here. Feels good to be saying that. Here's what happened. I took 2 weeks of vacation this summer, which were, they were like, it was a week, I was here for a week, then I took a week. So that the middle week, the cream and the Oreo there, that was a throwaway week, right? It was middle of summer, we did the shows, we had fun, Marlon the intern was here, we had a lot of fun with him, but it wasn't MP on the mic, wasn't a show. So did the second week of vacation, came back, wasn't feeling fantastic after vacation. Grant and Danny were actually, we were talking about this the other day. Grant said, when did vacations stop being vacations? And the answer, of course, is when you have kids, is the answer to that question. So kind of came back from vacation a little rough for the wear. But I thought, it's all right. We'll power through it. We're good. I did power through it. I declared the week, and this is on me. This is on me. I declared the week the return to normalcy. Because we welcomed back all our regular guests, did all the things, all our favorite features. We brought them all back. We're running towards the year. Everybody's now getting ready for school, getting adjusted, getting back. We're having fun. And then end of the week, boom, COVID. And not the first time we've raised the COVID banner here. Me personally or 910 The Fan as an institution, we're good at that. We 2-3 times a year. Now, in the fall, I felt good because we had 2 rounds of COVID here at 910 The Fan in the fall. I missed them both.
Ooh.
I was feeling good.
So it had it out for you when it came back.
AWOD missed a week last fall. I think Stubb had it at one point. JC had it at one point. And I ducked it every time, even though we all work in this small space together. I thought, maybe I'm invincible.
Impervious.
I'm not. Fun fact, I'm not. Can still get it. punched the card, got the free sandwich, was out all week, was feeling better yesterday. It's a weird thing because this is my job. I'm paid to be here. And I was feeling good enough yesterday to come in, but it was also like, I don't need to come in and like have the voice die an hour and a half into the show. We've been through that enough. We've done enough of those shows. Let's give it an extra day. Let's really get this right.
We're back at 100% this morning.
We're back. 100%. I don't want to jinx anything. The return to normalcy begins Monday. Monday won't be a normal show, though. I'm fired up. Monday's show will be live from Hunting Hawk Golf Club, home of the Have Fun Go Putt Flying Squirrels charity golf tournament. So that's exciting. We'll be out there doing that, talking to people. You know, when the squirrels throw an event, there's all sorts of fun and shenanigans and celebrities. So we will bring all that to you during the Monday program, which I'm very excited about. That'll be a great way to start the week out there with the Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament. We will have a little party time today, as we do on Fridays, 11 o'clock. Our guy Parney drops by. We will also chat with Lori Collier Warren. She is president of Richmond Raceway. We are now 8 days away from going under the lights. NASCAR Under the Lights returns. People have been clamoring for this for a few years now because, look, I don't want to steal Lori's thunder or step on Lori's feet or, you know, get her in trouble or anything, but the deal is in NASCAR, NASCAR corporate calls all the shots and NASCAR the tracks kind of have to deal with it. And NASCAR corporate caters to the TV contract, which is a big contract that pays a lot of money. TV says we'll go racing at 3 o'clock. I have been outside at 3 o'clock in Richmond, Virginia in August. I can tell you that is not actually the best time to go racing. So for the last few years, 3 o'clock, that's when we go racing. That's when TV wants you to. I don't know what happened. I don't know what magic she worked. We're under the lights again. 7:30 next Saturday, 6 o'clock Sunday night. Long time coming. Very well deserved for Richmond Raceway because more people are going to come at night in August than came at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Just going out on a limb here. I think I can say that with a good deal of confidence that's what's going to happen. So we got all that coming up. Gary Hess joins us. It's the Friday Fun Show, as he does. We're also 7 days away from the Washington Commanders joint practicing with Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. That's going to be a fun storyline. That's going to be a fun end of the week out there. How the young Commanders players hold up against a Jets team with Super Bowl aspirations. We will dive into Commanders training camp. We will dive into my impressions. I loved AWOD shows earlier this week from Commanders training camp. Obviously, was devastated. I could not be out there with him. That is one of my very favorite times of year. Everybody's working hard, but everybody's super chill too. The players are working hard, but the players are also willing to have a conversation and willing to hang out. You can get to know them a lot better than you do in the normal flow of the season when everything's so tightly compacted. So he had some great interviews. Those are on the Odyssey app. Those are on the Best of AWOD podcast, of course, as well. What you need to know, though, I think there's one. Look, Jaden Daniels, we're going to talk about him. We'll talk about him a lot. The name you need to know thus far from Washington Commanders camp is Brandon Coleman. He's the offensive lineman they drafted in the third round. And y'all saw the blind side, left tackle, most important, you know, position on a football team, keeps the quarterback from dying. They're hard to find. The Commanders worked hard to try to trade back into the first round, get a second pick, get a really good left tackle for Jaden Daniels, because you need one, because that's important. They couldn't, through no fault of their own. The fault is everybody wanted one. Everybody wants a good left tackle, and everybody was drafting them left and right, and they went flying off the board, and they were gone pretty quickly. Nobody wanted to trade their pick to the Commanders to give them one. In the third round, they took Brandon Coleman. He is out of TCU, and the pre-draft write-up on him was he's a guard, not a tackle. Now, the guard plays next to the tackle. That is not a premium position. It's the NFL. They all make good money, but they don't make crazy money. They drafted him. They moved him to tackle, from guard to tackle. I was skeptical. There's no way a good left tackle slid to the third round of the NFL draft. It just feels unlikely that all 32 teams would miss that badly at the second most important position in the entire sport. He's been great so far at camp. All you hear every day is, this guy's going to be the week one starting left tackle. If he does, I don't know, we're going to get Adam Peters tattoos. I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to do something, though. If these guys, after 20 years of dysfunctional ownership, dysfunctional handling of star players, if these guys come in year one and find a left tackle in the third round of the draft, I don't know what we're going to do. We're going to have a party, though. We are going to have a party. It's going to be called AWOD's Football Festival. It is 3 weeks away, 3 weeks, one day away. I'm excited about that. River City Roll, our friends Grant and Danny will be there, as well as tons of other guests. We'll tell you more about that in the coming weeks. But please mark your calendar, because I'm very excited. So you should be very excited about that. So we'll wind this down. Wind this down early. Make sure we have lots of good time with our guy Gary Hess. Lots to get to. Olympic updates. We got tons of Olympic updates. The NFL did start last night. Hall of Fame game. The shamest of all the sham games. We'll tell you how that went, and we'll tell you about everything going on in the world of sports. We got a lot to catch up on. We'll do it all on the other side. You're listening to 910
wow.
The Fan. Now,
Happy Friday, kid.
Happy Friday to you, Gary. So I got to hear you give your news update a little while ago. I was invited onto the John Reed program to provide an Olympic update, which I did to some aplomb, I will say, for myself.
Yes.
Anytime you do that, they're not looking for, like, we're not going into the nitty-gritty. Is, you know, are we better than China? Yeah? All right. Thanks for checking in, Michael. Keep it up. Keep up the good work.
You know, I go back a ways on WRVA, as you know. The previous host, Jimmy Barrett, he spoke sports. He was into sports. So, you know, we could kind of get into the nitty-gritty on that every once in a while.
Absolutely. Speaking of the Olympics, we're losing 1-0 to Morocco right now in men's soccer. I don't know how to contextualize any of these things ever. Here's the other Olympics item I flagged this morning. This is an actual headline, Gary, from Sports Illustrated. Used to be a prestige publication, not as much anymore, but
right.
Actual headline from Sports Illustrated. Snoop Dogg reports that Team USA is unbothered by Steve Kerr's rotations.
Snoop, just the word Snoop Dogg reports.
Snoop Dogg reports. Do, 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 do. Covering the world to bring you the latest. It's
USA
Snoop Dogg.
USA Basketball Insider, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. Yeah. He is now our Olympic authority.
Wow.
He's got more airtime than Katie Ledecky.
I was like, is he like a paid spokesman for, he's just, I saw him at a beach volleyball game, like leading the crowd in cheers. I'm like, what in the world?
Did you see that Bob Costas and Al Michaels were hanging out with him yesterday?
I did not see that.
I'm curious what becomes of that. That's a crew.
Wow.
That's a dinner party that I want to attend.
Can we just have Al Michaels and Snoop Dogg? Then I'm in.
Then you're in? Okay.
I have very little use for Bob Costas.
All right. Mike Tirico sits in the chair now. He used to sit in the chair. Somebody's got to sit in the chair. Those are the rules. Let us know.
I understand that. I'm okay with Mike Tirico.
He seems likable. He does the job. I'm aware that it is a difficult job, knowing all the things, all the people. But also, you sit in the chair for 2 weeks and, all right, that was badminton, and now let's send you over to 3-on-3 basketball.
And you're not having to ad-lib. I'm sure there's a prompter. Just
feels unlikely that's coming off the cuff.
Right.
For sure.
I would think.
Wouldn't surprise me at all.
I have not availed myself of this, but I heard this yesterday that on Peacock, you can set up, like, what your interests are.
Okay.
And you can then go into the Peacock on the morning after, and you will have a catered highlight package voiced over by Al Michaels.
In AI.
In
AI Al Michaels.
AI Al Michaels.
Yeah, he's not actually voicing 100 packages.
I understand that, but...
I have been told... I don't have Peacock. I have been told the Gold Zone is a fantastic channel and worth watching. That, so this is Scott Hansen, who does NFL Red Zone.
And Andrew Siciliano is involved with that, too, who did the DirecTV version of Red Zone before they merged.
The OG Red Zone.
Right.
I've been told that is a fantastic channel.
My wife... So Linda works from home.
Yep.
And we do have Peacock, and she has a TV in her office.
Mm-hmm.
And so as soon as I told her the Gold Zone existed, she has it on all day in her office.
I love it.
And then it's like, well, we don't need to watch the Olympics tonight. I've already seen everything.
The time zones are always weird, right? You know, you try to either go all day without finding out what happens, or, you know, watch it live but not get the whole thing, or whatever it is. But they've got more Snoop Dogg in prime time, so why wouldn't you come back for that?
That's right. Recorded events and more Snoop Dogg tonight at 7:30.
My favorite bit is Simone Biles is great. This isn't Simone Biles. Her husband, the NFL player, that every time Simone Biles competes, they show Jonathan, the NFL player, and say, you know, he's so committed to supporting his wife that he got permission from the team to skip training camp to come to Paris to watch her compete.
He got permission from the team to not stand on the sidelines in Canton last night. Didn't he play for the Bears?
Yeah, but here's my thought on this. Like, they're portraying this as this is the ultimate act of love. This man is willing to skip NFL training camp to come support his wife.
Spoken like somebody that's never been to a training camp.
That's somebody that's never attended. I promise you, when word gets around about this, these gymnasts are going to be a hot item among NFL players in 4 years. Wait a second. If I'm dating, hang on. A whole week, a training camp? Okay. All right. I like what's going on here.
I used to say that from the media standpoint, because I used to cover the first 3 or 4 days of training camp every year.
Sure.
And you'd go, and this is back when it was still out of town.
Frostburg.
And yeah, I even did 1 year in Carlisle.
Yeah.
So, because I'm old. But yeah, Frostburg. But people would be like, oh, that's amazing, you're at training camp. And I was like, you are aware it's watching football practice, right?
Yeah.
I said, and for the first few days, it's not even in pads. They're wearing shoulder pads and shorts or whatever. I mean, it's not glamorous work.
What people don't understand, there are really fun elements of training camp. And if you're a fan, you remember this from Richmond, you can get really close to the players. And
100%.
Cool. If the two-hour practice is a pie chart, 11% of that pie chart is really fun football-related things.
Right.
And 89% of that pie chart is stretching, sprints,
right,
weight work, positional work.
Right. You know, the best part of the practice stuff, except when they do like 7-on-7 or, you know.
Right.
There
are fun parts.
Good. That's fun part. Otherwise, the fun part is what kind of interviews you're going to get at the end, and the time spent you stand on the sidelines watching, talking to your fellow media brethren, and who knows where that conversation's going to go.
It's good. It's good social time for sure.
Absolutely.
And it's good social time with the players after.
I'll tell you one thing
they're hanging out too.
Was cool was in Frostburg 1 year. I got to travel to. Is it Latrobe? Is that where the Steelers?
That's where the Steelers are. Yep.
And they had joint practices up there.
Oh, love it.
And that was really cool, going to Latrobe and seeing all the Steeler fans up there. So that was really neat.
Home of Rolling Rock beer, right?
Indeed.
That's the only pull I've got on Latrobe.
Yeah, me either.
Not really a thing as much anymore. That used to be more of a thing than it is now.
I would agree. Isn't Arnold Palmer from Latrobe?
Oh, there's a good pull right there as well.
If he's not, he's up Latrobe adjacent.
All right. Speaking of golf, we'll be out at Hunting Hawk Golf Club on Monday doing the show live from the Flying Squirrels Have Fun Go Putt Golf Tournament.
There you go.
Gary, I haven't been at a golf course in a few years. What do I need to know here?
Hunting Hawk does a lot of outings, so it should be a good experience. Are you actually going to play, or are you just doing the show?
No. Just doing the show. No.
Okay.
I did Top Golf about a year ago.
So here's what you need to know. Hopefully, you know, some of the squirrels folks will be there. Just talk to them, and you'll have fun with that.
All right. I don't want to ruin anybody's golf outing.
Tell my friend Jeff Staten I said hello.
All right. I love it.
He's the chief cook and bottle washer there.
Oh, okay. Nice.
So,
good golf course?
It is.
Yeah.
It is. It gets a lot of wear and tear because they have a ton of outings. They get a lot of traffic.
Well, I mean,
but that's
they invite the riffraff like me out there. I'm not surprised. Yeah,
the riff and the raff.
The riff and the raff.
But it's a fun track.
Both be out there.
I've played there quite a few times.
So, all right, yeah. I love it. So that'll be fun. And then next Friday when we talk to you, it'll be on the eve of NASCAR coming back to Richmond under the lights, which is long overdue.
Yes, it's just the Sunday afternoon thing doesn't wash at Richmond anymore.
No, I gave my little bit about that, which is TV's called the shots for too long. You can have a good TV product, or you can have a good fan product. Sometimes you can have overlap, but if you exclusively prioritize the TV product, over time, the fans will walk and become TV fans, because that's where the better product is. You have to
find the balance.
You have to find the balance. And I promise you, in August in Richmond, the balance is not 3 p.m. in the afternoon. That is not where the balance lands.
Those are facts. I've experienced the opposite of that. Richmond Raceway, when it used to be the second race of the year after the Daytona 500.
Oh, February at night.
Well, no, it wasn't at night, but I remember a day. I think it was 1990. Now I sound like old guy, but
yeah.
I remember a day in 1990 where afternoon race, spectacular sunny day.
Okay.
The high temperature that day was 26 degrees.
Woo!
It was frigid.
I think if you were a driver, you'd rather have 26 than 100, though.
Oh, 100%.
Because the car's hot.
I was talking about watching from the roof of the infield,
yeah.
The old infield media center.
It was,
and the wind, it went right through you.
There you go. Have a great weekend, Gary.
You do the same.
Go ahead.
No, I don't even know what I was going to say.
Neither do I. That's the beauty of the program. And yet we keep making it. It's a great program. It's MP on the mic. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
What's crack-a-lackin'? It's the one and only Snoop Dogg Double G, a.k.a. Hoop Dog.
MP on the mic, 910 The Fan. Now 105.1.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's a Friday. taking into the weekend, taking you up to 12 o'clock. That's when our guy AWOD takes over. AWOD Radio, live from River City Roll on Fridays. He rolls. Look forward to chatting with him for a little crosstalk here at 11:45. It's time to bring back all the things. It's most certainly not the return to normalcy, though. We said that once. It ended very poorly. We're trying again. We're trying again. What I know, though, is on Fridays, we love talking to our guy, Parney. I'm excited for this because on Monday, we will be out at the Have Fun Go Putt golf tournament. So that's our next show. That's 3 days away. We'll be out at the Hunting Hawk Golf Club to have fun, to go putt, to be chatting with everybody out there. I'm fired up for that. I know this guy's fired up for that. You know him. You love him. He's Parney. What is up, dude?
I'm not so sure. I think I just made my wife angry inside the house before I came out to do this interview. So maybe not everybody loves me, but I know that you do, and that's what matters right now on this radio show.
The love is very mutual and very real, but I'm not risking Tanya's bad side. We're not. Nobody's doing that. Love's got its limits, man.
She's not mad at me. I was just being a smart aleck, which should not surprise you or anybody out there in fanland. So I was just being an idiot. So everything's cool. She's really not mad. We're just messing with each other.
I love it. I love it. Parney Time, the podcast. I want to do this right away because it was Lou DiBella was on this week. Is that live? Is that live for people to listen to?
Yes, it is. It dropped on Wednesday, and I just listened to it yesterday when I was on the Peloton, and I actually forgot, as you know, sometimes when you and I and the Parney Pub Club are filming these, you don't realize how like interesting they are, and especially with Lou, because of his monstrous personality. If I hadn't been friends with Lou DiBella, I would call myself a moderate boxing fan.
Same.
His stories are incredible, and I really enjoy just listening. Even though I was on the show, I enjoyed listening to it yesterday. So I encourage everyone to listen to the Parney Time podcast, available anywhere you get your podcast. Lou DiBella is inning number 5. Just to recap real quick, and thanks to you for being part of the Pub Club, MP, we had Will Clark as inning 1. That's available. Inning 2 was former Cardinals reliever, former Squirrels pitching coach, and great Indiana University of Pennsylvania baseball coach now, Steve Klein. Hilarious. Carl and Sam Ravitch were number 3. I listened to that today again. Very good, very informational. ESPN legend Carl Ravitch and his son Sam, who's also at ESPN. Inning number 4, Tony Beasley and Wyatt over at Octagon, who is my partner on this podcast, has some new tidbits coming out, some new clips coming out from Tony Beasley's episode. That includes my and Tanya's wedding, MP. Remember when he sung at our wedding?
Absolutely.
So that's going to be Wyatt's going to put that on social media today. And then inning number 5 is Lou DiBella, which is live. And we're taping some really good ones coming up. And I don't want to, should I give it away? I don't, maybe. Let's just say that we'll be racing to some good shows coming up, and the shows will most likely be bananas.
It could mean anything, folks. We won't take it any further
bananas
than that.
Bananas, bananas, bananas.
We won't take it any further than that. Look, we know Lou, obviously, from his role with the Squirrels, and that's how Richmond knows him. He is a legit boxing Hall of Famer. Some people name drop. Not that I would ever be guilty of that, obviously, but you know, some people are like, oh, look at all the important people I know. He's telling stories, and it by no means is it like, I want to impress with you the famous people I know, but these stories are like, and then, you know, Don King called and yelled at me, and it was like the Rolodex there in the boxing world is insane. George Steinbrenner. Drops a casual George Steinbrenner didn't hire me because I was too young.
Yeah, and Muhammad Ali. Like, Lou DiBella grew up, as many people of our generation, Lou's 63 maybe, 62, 63. I'm 58. Many of people in our generation grew up with Muhammad Ali, whether you loved him or didn't love him. He was the central figure, really, in sports, right? In the 70s and 80s, and remained very much a part of the Americana way until his death. And even though he couldn't even speak, he was a big deal. I remember when he lit the Olympic torch, right? And he couldn't speak at that point.
Iconic moment.
Lou DiBello was friends with Muhammad Ali. Like, he was, Muhammad Ali was his idol growing up, and Lou DiBello became friends and spent time and did book tours, et cetera, with Muhammad Ali. So it's a great inning, a great episode. All of them so far, in my opinion. I mean, it's my show, so of course I'm going to think it's great. But they've been very interesting, and we're really trying to build this thing from the ground up. So please subscribe. Please go to anywhere you get your podcast. Subscribe to us on YouTube as well. And MP, I don't thank you enough for being part of the Pub Club. You and Cheats, Dennis Bickmeyer has been on there. And of course, MP, the incomparable
Joe T,
who has a significant role in the show where he only says two words one way or another, and you have to listen to the Party Time podcast to figure out what that is. And we're going to be the sponsor of the Putting Green. Party Time podcast is the Putting Green sponsor at the Have Fun Go Putt, and Megan Engstad's done a great job. 33 foursomes, 33 groups are going to be out at Hunting Hawk on Monday. Thanks to our friends at Performance Food Service. And also, MP, you're going to be there broadcasting live. Brandon Martirano is going to be in the Party Time podcast foursome, as well as Carter Howe, Squirrels outfielder. So there's going to be Squirrels presence. Get them on your show, and we'll get some other people that will be there. It's going to be great. I think 33 is sold out, so that's our biggest group ever for the Flying Squirrels Charities Tournament to help us raise money for the inner city of Richmond and to do things for kids in Richmond. So excited about that. And next week, I'm rambling, but next week it's going to be a huge week for the Squirrels. We only have three homestands left, MP, only three homestands left. And the Hartford Yard Goats come in on Tuesday through Sunday of next week. Lots of promotions. And I'm just going to tease this. And I'm just going to say one sentence, and that's all I'm going to say. Next week is going to be historic in Squirrels land. It's going to be a historic week for the Richmond Flying Squirrels and the Richmond region and the Richmond community and the city of Richmond. That's all I'm going to say. I can't say anymore.
Ooh, all right. Good thing we do a radio program for 2 hours. Parney giving us stuff to talk about. I love it. Parney, you talked about how you love all your shows. Let me just assure you, you don't have to love a show just because you did it. We're living proof of that over here at the Fan. I don't walk away from all of them thinking they're winners. Today's show is a winner, not just because of you. We've had a great show today. We don't walk away every day saying that was a banger, though. So just so you know, you've had five legit good ones. You're on an actual heater. We're excited to be out at Hunting Hawk next week. Now, Party Time is going to transition as we get closer to NFL season, because I know you love to make the NFL picks. I love to make the NFL picks. We're going to make the NFL picks on Fridays when we get closer. Last night was the start of preseason football. So I would be curious if you would want to do some over-under on some teams to get us started.
Come on, man. I'm the guy that put a bug zapper on my front porch during COVID because I wanted to gamble on something and there was no sports. So what do you think?
I love it. All right, two teams this year, Parney, where the over-under is 11.5 wins. So the prediction is that they're going to win 12 or more this year. 49ers and the Chiefs. Do they keep dominating or do they step back?
Well, there's 17 games, right?
17 games this year. Yeah, we got the extra game.
So that would be 11 and 6 or 12 and 5.
It's got to be 12 and 5 to get the win.
I'm going to go Chiefs over, Niners under. Something's going to happen to Purdy. They're going to have quarterback problems in San Francisco, and I think the Chiefs are going to get better. Kelce, obviously, still going out with Taylor Swift, so that's good for at least one win. And so I want to say Chiefs over, Niners under.
These are the important things. I think the Chiefs are, like, nobody's ever done the three-peat. I think they're dialed in for it. I think they're here for it, yeah. Pittsburgh Steelers have Russell Wilson at quarterback, Justin Fields waiting in the wings, great defense last year, T.J. Watt dominant. Can Russell help them take the next step? Your over-under is 8.5. That's 500.
Over. Put the farm on it. Over.
Ooh, the farm's on it. Let's go. I love it.
I mean, you know, if it doesn't happen, we'll get bus. We're gonna get bus on the Party Time podcast coming up sometime before the end of season number one. Jerome Bettis, one of our best friends in the world, and you're going to need to ask him that question as part of the Party Time Pub Club. But 8.5, I thought it would be much more. Like, Tomlin's never had a losing season.
He's literally never had a losing season.
So I don't know why it would only be 8.5, bro. That seems really low to me. I don't know much about their running game. I know they got the kid from Alabama, and they got the other guy who was a journeyman who had a pretty decent year last year. And I'm not so sold on Russell Wilson either. But 8.5, Mike Tomlin is going to figure out how to go 9-8. I promise you that.
He's never not done it. Last one, Washington Commanders, 6.5.
Lower. Under.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, I know you cover them. I know there's listeners out there that might not listen to the Party Time podcast now because I'm going to say this. I'm out. I'm out on the Washington football organization until they really truly like show me that they're a professional organization. And I'm you know, the new owners hopefully will do it. But Dan Quinn seems to. I read some of your stuff. You know, people are pretty positive about it. They got the new quarterback from LSU. 6.5, 5-12. I'm taking 5-12 all day.
Yeah, I'm with you. I think they're a year away from being a year away. I think there's too much to be like, new quarterback. They're good. These things take time. You got to build towards them.
Well, let me ask you: Are you believing in DQ and Dan Quinn?
I think he's a good coach. I don't believe in Cliff Kingsbury, the offensive coordinator. I think there's too many warning signs there from previous stops.
But he's handsome. He's the handsome coach. He's the handsome coach.
McDreamy, the football coach. What could go wrong here? Adam Peters, the GM. It's a good-looking crew, Parney. Sometimes, if you can't win, look good.
It's like my buddy Mike Davis, who's the director of college scouting for the Jacksonville Jaguars, said, I don't care how you look. I don't care how you act. Just be there at 1 o'clock on Sunday, baby. That's all I care about. Be there at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
I love it. A few seconds left with Parney. Flying Squirrels back in town next week, Tuesday through Sunday. Hartford Yard Goats, three homestands left for the Squirrels. Parney promising a historic week. I'm pumped. I know you're pumped. Let's do this thing.
Yeah, it's going to be great. We'll be taping some more Party Time podcasts next week. But please, only 18 games left. This is the time of year where our fans sometimes don't realize the season's coming to an end. There's only 18 home games left for the Richmond Flying Squirrels in 2024. I can't believe that just came out of my mouth. Only 18 games left, six of which are next week. So make sure you go to squirrelsbaseball.com right now. Lots of great promotions coming up, as always. Ben Rothrock, Anthony Opperman, Ben Terry, Megan Engstedt, Caroline Phipps, the whole crew doing a great job lining up some wonderful nights out and days out at the Diamond. Go to squirrelsbaseball.com now. Only 18 chances left.
Love it. Have fun. Go nuts. He's Parney. We're back with more after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan.
No
now
105 unturned in our quest to bring you the latest and greatest from the world of sport. This weekend is a particularly big weekend in the world of sport because it is the National Dog Surfing Championships. And we've got one of the competitors on the line with us right now. David Fazzoli joins us. David, good morning.
Good morning. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Is this as simple as it sounds? Tell me about the Dog Surfing Championship.
Okay, so it is the World Dog Surfing Championship, and it's held every year in Pacifica, California. Probably about 6,000-7,000 people attend. There's a bunch of vendors. There's other surf dogs, and there's different heats, and you can surf with your dog by yourself, with your dog, tandem, or dog-on-dog tandem. So there's three different heats, and then there's a championship, and you win a medal kind of just like on the Olympics. Super fun.
I'll love it. This sounds amazing. Now you'll be competing. Which division are you in?
So we are in the medium heat. I have a surfing French bulldog. She's 4 years old. She's been surfing for about 3 years. And we started off in the pool, and then we went to the beach. And, yeah, that's how we all started. You know, obviously safety first, but that's how we started. So we're be surfing about 9 in the morning or so, and that's and then the event just continues from there.
I love it so much. So how do you teach a French bulldog to surf?
So first of all, French bulldogs usually don't swim that well.
Okay.
Mine, I have an overachiever, so she learns. She loves water. French bulldogs don't love water. I got one that's an overachiever. She loved water. She loved going to the beach, loved fetching into the waves. And so I just put her on the board. Of course, I put enough.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having 4 kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Nice safety vest on her, and then I put her in the pool. I started in the pool and got her comfortable on the board, and then we went to the ocean.
And so are you on the board with your dog, or you just, good luck, go get him?
Actually, I'm not on the board when she surfs solo. I put her on the board, then you go out into the waves, and you kind of push her in, and she rides the waves in. Then there's another part of the competition, which is called tandem, which is human and dog tandem, where you can surf with your dog. And then there's also dog-on-dog tandem, which is two dogs. We have our other surf buddies that we put two dogs on or three dogs on, and we kind of push them in the waves.
World
so
dog
super fun.
World Dog Surfing Championships this weekend out in California. Get online, search for this, because the video is absolutely as good as you think it is. What are the criteria here? How do you win the dog surfing championships?
Okay, so there's a bunch of judges, usually either past dog surfers, the Chamber of Commerce, you know, a bunch of judges. They judge you, and then that's kind of same thing as the Olympics, a little bit like the setup like the Olympics.
I love it. David Fasoli joining us. What else do we need to know about the dog surfing championships this weekend?
Just stay tuned. Yes, just like you said, go on, check it out. You'll see a bunch of myself and a bunch of my surf buddies. You'll see them on Instagram at Eyes of Surf Dog, and then you'll just see a bunch of really neat videos of dog surfing. If you've never saw anything to that nature. It's a really cool thing to see. Like you said, I appreciate when you said we leave no stone unturned when it comes to sports. And this is something definitely a little bit different that you never really see. It's also on ESPN, Ocho 8. They will be televising that. If you guys want to tune into that as well, you'll see dog surfing on that channel as well.
I love it. We'll keep an eye on David Fasoli. Iza is the French Bulldog who will be surfing this weekend. Good luck in the competition. Thanks for making a couple minutes for us.
You know, hey, I want to thank you guys all for everything that you guys do as well. We appreciate you. Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. Thank you. We'll step aside. We'll take a break. We'll be back more right after this. You're listening to 910 The Fan, not 105.1 FM.
And the Fan 105.1 FM, thrilled to bring in Lori Collier-Warren, President Richmond Raceway, and all sorts of other fun new titles now, too. Tourism Board, is that right?
Yeah, you've done your homework, of course.
Let's go.
You always do. Yeah, that was a really exciting appointment. And, you know, certainly I've always felt that part of my calling is to be a cheerleader for this region. And it's just, it's a great team there at Virginia Tourism Corporation. I'm really honored and certainly humbled that they invited me to join that.
Which is super awesome. But let's cheerlead what we're talking about right now, which is a little NASCAR action, August 10th, August 11th. Give us the rundown here. We're back.
Gosh, we are back. Night racing is back, and that's always special, as you well know.
Ooh,
there's
yeah.
just something very magical about watching those cars dance under the lights at, you know, 120, 140, 150 miles an hour. And the Richmond region really has been asking for it the past couple of years. And the great news is that NASCAR really does do a good job of listening to the fans. And, you know, the fans deserve this. And so it's back under the lights on August 10th and 11th. So we have two night races coming up. And I'm pretty excited.
Truck Series race Saturday night. And, of course, the Cookout 400. NASCAR Cup Series, 6 p.m. Sunday, August 11th. Good seats still available. Richmond Raceway. .com. Lori Collier-Warren joins us to talk about that. And you nailed it. Just the excitement to finally be back the way the racing should be at Richmond, which is yeah, it's a day long party. And I know you guys will host a great party all day. Tell folks about kind of if you get there early before the race, all the things there are to do.
Sure. Yeah. As you know, more than anyone probably in this region, you know, the racing and the excitement doesn't just happen that weekend. We're actually moving campers onto our property starting Tuesday around noon. And I actually move on to the property along with them.
Yeah.
And it's, which is a whole unique experience in itself. but they have a great time. So the party really starts here Tuesday. We have so many things going on, you know, leading up to the race weekend. We've got track laps for charity, which for those who do not know, that's on Wednesday, next Wednesday. And it's, you can come between 5 and 7 o'clock that evening with your car, donate $20, and you get 5 laps around our track, all for a great cause, which is the Autism Society of Virginia this time around. So we're excited to be able to do that. Of course, we have things like camper welcome parties. We've got with Cookout as our entitlement partner, we will continually be sharing wonderful milkshakes from them the
yes.
entire week. We've done something a few years back and continued it, which is the Finish Line Party. And it's a rooftop party in the downtown area of Richmond, because sometimes it's not always easy, for folks to come out here to the track during the race week. So we want to bring the track to the community. So we're doing that, and that's open to the public on Friday from 5 to 8 at Cork Hotel this time. But even when people arrive, folks arrive, if they're coming just for the race on Saturday or Sunday, we've got this incredible amplified fan zone. We've really accelerated the party in the fan zone this time around, and we're including 20 different local Richmond experiences and businesses that encompass our culture and our food. And we're really excited to have that as part of the fun. We're going to have tons of giveaways. We are introducing a collab with Hardywood Brewery called Richmond Raceway Pit Crew Brew. So that will be available here. But we're really excited. Cornhole tournament, all the fun things. We even have the NASCAR Youth Experience joining us for the first time here at the track. So there's lots going on in addition to great racing.
All right, tons of fun. So I can come do laps on the track next Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm.
How fast can I do a lap, Lori? That's what I want to know.
Listen, you know, we need to be mindful that we have to make sure the track is in good shape. So I know how you burn up the road, Michael, and we're going to keep you to a little bit of a lower speed in your minivan. But anyone can bring their car out. It'll be fun. You'll get to have a great experience. A lot of families come out. They share their experience on social media. It's always a great time. You know, you're having a lot of fun and doing a lot of good at the same time.
I love it. You've done enough of these now. You've come to know what I've said for a long time, which is the drivers are as friendly and accessible as it gets in NASCAR. And for people who maybe haven't been down since you've redone the infield, just the access they have to, and not just like a driver, but I mean, there will be, mm-hmm. you know, names, you know, obviously Chase Elliott, Denny Hamlin, you know, the list goes on and on. They're all just wandering around with you.
They are. You nailed it. You know, the access that NASCAR gives the fans to our athletes is really unmatched. And it's not even just in the infield, although that infield pit garage area, we call it the fan grounds, is a really special experience. It's very unique for other racetracks. I think we and Phoenix have the two most similar experiences. And so when fans get that by that fan ground pass, they get to watch the pre-race ceremony and the anthem package and flyover all up close. They get to be a part of the driver intros up close with all of their favorite drivers. They get to even be part of the victory lane celebration with the winner where the confetti is flown and the fireworks are going. And, you know, they get to watch their favorite driver and team work on their car the entire time. It's really cool for the Richmond region and for all the fans to be able to enjoy that kind of level of access.
8 days away from the Clean Harbors 250 Craftsman Truck Series race. That's Saturday night next week out there at the track. And then, of course, the main event, the Cookout 400. Lori, I'll make the confession. Somebody pointed out to me recently. Now, I wasn't young when Cookout was around. So Cookout's kind of like, it's a little bit of a foreign language to me as I'm reading the menu. Somebody pointed out to me, you're not limited by the milkshake flavors. You can combine the milkshake flavors. And I got to be honest, that was a day for me. Like, that, my horizons expanded.
Yeah. Shut up. You're actually giving me information right now. I had no clue, but that doesn't surprise me.
You can tell them to combine multiple of the milkshakes into one milkshake. Oh, yeah. It's a game changer.
Oh, yeah. So you could do like a chocolate banana or a strawberry lemonade milkshake. Yeah. The options are limitless with Cookout. They've been great partners, and they've been so fun with our fans. It's really the perfect pairing for summertime and Richmond Raceway.
Cheesecake, Oreo, and Reese's, I'm told. That is the one. That's the one right
there. All right. Well, we're all going to gain, you know, an additional 10 pounds, but if you come out here and walk it up and meet all of our drivers and enjoy the fireworks, you know, you'll lose it at the same time. So it'll be perfect.
Perfect situation. I love it. Now, the racing action's been great in NASCAR this year. You want to tell us what we can expect, what we can be looking out for? I know that when they go under the lights, you know, it gets a little more heated, gets a little better.
It is. You're exactly right. There's so many things going on with racing competition. It has been incredible, to your point. You know, the Atlanta race finished, and it was decided by 3/100ths, rather, of a second, with three going across the finish line at the same time. Ooh. Bristol Raceway had chaos with tires that tire strategy really played into that race. And the drivers loved it. The fans loved it. And the cool thing for this time, and this is going to be history in the making here at Richmond Raceway, NASCAR and Goodyear are offering up two sets of tires that teams and drivers can choose from for our race. It's called the Prime or the Option. But in other language, it's called the Hard Tire or Soft Tire.
I can go with that.
And really what that you know what this means, but I'm sure that there's a few folks that don't. I had to be educated a little bit on it. But at Richmond Raceway, our track is so unique, and the time of the day is so unique that we're going to start, you know, at 6 o'clock, to your point, and it will be hot out. It'll still be warm, but then that track will cool down as the sun goes down. And so the teams will really get to pick from a hard tire, which tends to last a lot longer on the track, so they don't have to come in and have a pit stop, which does, of course, slow them down and puts them a few paces behind typically in the standing that day, or they can choose a softer tire, and the softer tire will enable them to potentially go faster, and it lays down on the track a little bit more. The challenge with that softer tire is that they will have to come in and change it more often. So they get to choose, you know, pick their poison, essentially, between the two tires, and that's going to be history in the making right here. That hasn't happened during a points race for NASCAR anywhere yet, and we're really excited that they get to do that here. It's going to be great racing.
More passing is more fun for everybody. Lori Collier-Warren does a great job down at Richmond Raceway, and I know next weekend will be no exception. I will give everybody one more reminder where to go to get those tickets.
Yeah, so you can always come in and visit us in the office. You can call 1-866-455-RACE, or you can go to richmondraceway.com. You can see the seats that are available there and pick the best ones that suit your fancy the best.
I'm excited to be under the lights. I know you are as well. Thank you for making some time for us today.
You bet. Thanks so much, Michael.
All right, we're back with more after this.
910 The Fan, 105.1 FM, worldwide on the free Odyssey app. It's MP on the mic, taking you into a summer weekend. It's a scorcher out there. Stay cool, stay in, stay around the Odyssey app. We got all the good stuff, including AWOD Radio, live from River City. Roll today, noon to 3. Grant and Danielle take you home. And then tonight, Flying Squirrels Baseball. We've got a 6 p.m. first pitch, so a little earlier than we're used to at home with the 6:35. It's a 6 p.m. first pitch out in Altoona. We'll talk to Parney in 27 minutes for a little Parney time. But right now, let's get it over with. It's the Flying Squirrels update. It's August 2nd. We're playing out the string here. That's not a great place to be. Flying Squirrels led in the 7th, lost in the 10th to the Altoona Curve. Trouble with the curve, you might say, if you were a clever radio guy looking for some cheap yucks about what happened Thursday night at People's Natural Gas Field, which is, it's no Delta Dental Stadium, but it is People's Natural Gas Field. I've heard that when we name the new stadium here, it's going to be a run-of-the-mill corporate sponsor. It's one of the five biggest companies in town. And so it will not be exciting or cool. I would love for them, you know, I think there's opportunity there. I think there, you know, the Squirrels, kings of naming things, maybe we'll float this by Party. I think there's opportunity. People's Natural Gas Field, something smelled funny there, and it was the Squirrels' 10th inning as they allowed the winning run, 4-3. The final, Squirrels are now 11-19 in the second half of the season, 45-54 overall. It's not that the playoff hopes are dead, but they're certainly on life support. But that doesn't mean you can't have fun next week out there. 6 games set against the Hartford Yard Goats. Hopefully the weather will be better. This is a good week for them to be out of town with the heat. And with me being on the injured list, obviously, they missed my daily inspiration. I think we all understand that.
Clearly it's had an effect.
Clearly it's had an effect. That's all right. We'll be back for them next week. If we do nothing else this season, we're going to show the Hartford Yard Goats what's up.
That's right.
That's our new mission this season in life. Should we play the 3-run triple?
Yeah.
Look, the Squirrels did something good, so I think we should acknowledge that. Here we go. Here's the Squirrels taking the lead.
Pitch. He hammers this one back to right field. Jace Bowen tracking it, chasing it toward the fence. Reaches up at the wall, and it's past him. Hits high off the top of the fence. Trebio's into score. Glowinski in behind him. Here comes Munguia. He scores with no throw. Turner Hill standing on third with a bases clearing 3-run triple, and the Flying Squirrels have taken the lead.
Love it. Richmond Flying Squirrels back in action tonight, 6 p.m. You'll hear it right here on The Fan. Maybe done here with Olympic soccer. This is, well, men's soccer. I assume the women are going to win the whole thing. I haven't seen anything contrary to that. I make assumptions. The men's basketball team will win the gold. The women's basketball team will win the gold. And the women's soccer team will win the gold. I start every Olympics with those assumptions.
Expectations.
I've not seen anything to nudge me off of that. I don't think that for the U.S. men's national soccer team.
We're going to have to change the channel over here.
We're in the 72nd minute. In soccer parlance, that means we're closer to the end than the beginning.
Yep.
Right now, Morocco is 3 points better than us, which is a fancy way of saying it is 3-0. That's all right. We'll get them next time. World Cup's in the U.S. in 2 years.
That's right.
Be ready.
Watch out, Morocco.
Are we ready?
We're going to be the Avengers next time with this on our belts.
By all accounts, we are not ready. We got 2 years to get ready, though. That feels like enough time. It feels like enough time to get a soccer team ready. Can we do it? Can we pull it off? I don't know. What I do know is if we end up losing to the Moroccos of the world at the World Cup on our home soil, it's going to be a long summer.
I expect us to storm the field.
It's going to be a long summer. I just don't think we've even got that kind of fire in the belly.
Ugh.
I just don't think we care enough.
Come on, America.
Yeah. Then the LA Olympics in 28, so we'll have another opportunity there. I can't wait to see what the basketball team's name for 28 as they go for a sixth consecutive gold medal, keeping a chip on their shoulder the whole way.
That's right.
The Avengers. I watched a game the other day. I love watching these guys. Like, I mean, it's a super team, and when they're clicking at a high level, I get why people like watching the Dream Team. It's not fair by any stretch, but it's fun, and that matters too. NFL season kicked off last night. We did it, folks. We've made it through the wilderness. It is time for fake football. Let's get it going.
Santos, couple of quick steps into the ball and a line shot. Sims receives at the 5. There goes everybody. 15 to the 20, across the 25. And what does it mean? 1 yard more than we would have gotten.
But 1 yard where you're holding your breath, because it looked like there was a seam. And once that guy hits the seam, there's not a lot there to stop the runner.
So what we'll all be watching this year, the new kickoffs. New kickoff starts the Hall of Fame game last night. I love the Hall of Fame game because the preseason games don't matter at all, but the whole thing has the veneer of mattering. They sell tickets, they keep score, they keep the clock. The Hall of Fame game is the one where everybody very openly does not want to be there. And it started raining in the third quarter, and the two teams got together and said, all right, guess we're done here. That's a good night's work for everybody. Let's go home. So 2.5 quarters of football and called it a day, headed home. Number one story this week that I've been gone for, Russell Wilson has been sitting out Steelers practices with quad tightness. Now, is he the starter? Is he the backup to Justin Fields? There's a lot going on here. Here's Russell Wilson on mentoring Justin Fields.
Yeah, I think, you know, more than anything else, we've known each other for some years now. And, you know, I've always tried to be a mentor in some way to him. You know, we've always texted, called, whatever it may be in the past. And the same thing now, you know, just, you know, I believe that when you give as much knowledge that I have or experience or gone through, you know, it comes back in return for you in the long run. You know, we're a team. We're always trying to work to get better together. And, you know, everything that every rep that he's taking, I'm learning. Vice versa, every rep that I'm taking, he's learning. And all the other quarterbacks as well. And even when we're not in there, we're just processing from the drill work. We're always talking and communicating. So I think that's a critical thing to being successful as a team.
Gary Hess was talking about Latrobe, Pennsylvania. It's an old-timey town. Apparently, they still conduct interviews through a string and a tin can in Latrobe. So that's nice. It's the commitment to authenticity that I think sets places like Latrobe apart from everywhere else.
For sure.
Absolutely. Russell Wilson. I'm going to be a giver to Justin Fields. I'm going to tell him everything I know. I want to know Mike Tomlin's reaction to this. Is it, wow, I've got a giver here, I love it? Or is it, hey, Justin, I know you've been talking to Russ a lot. What if you hung out over here instead? Maybe we fill your brain with some different stuff instead. Just an idea. Russell Wilson, though, I think he's going to be the week one starter. I think he's going to be pretty dang good this year. I know this is the minority opinion right now, but man, I think the roster's good. I think this is a team that was really one quarterback away from doing things last year. I think he's good enough to be that guy. Will he be that guy? We'll see. I think the potential's there for him to have a real breakout year. And I think the potential's there for the Steelers to make some noise in that division. It's a fascinating division. I want to do some NFL over-unders with Parney. I think the AFC North is the most fascinating division. You got the Bengals, 10.5. That's a team with high expectations. Ravens, 10.5. That's a team with high expectations. Both those teams are going to be expected to do good things. You got Cleveland, Pittsburgh. Their over-under is 8.5. The 50-50 line. Is Deshaun Watson going to be good enough? At some point, he might be. Is Russell Wilson going to be good enough? At some point, he might be. I think there's a lot still to shake out there. And if you're just saying Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson, that's the division, I think there's a couple hungry teams behind them in Cleveland and Pittsburgh. I think they both got some really good defenses, too. I haven't talked Kirk Cousins in a few minutes, so look, we're going to do that. On the other side of the break, we'll talk a little Olympics because that's what we do. We'll fire up hour number two here in about 17 minutes with our guy Parney. Lori Collier-Warren of Richmond Raceway joins us, let's say 11:30 on that. That feels like the right time to do that. We're back with more MP on the mic right after this.
We're back in the back half of the show.
So I want to get to all the news now. Parney joins us in 11 minutes. You know Parney. You love Parney. Parney and I recorded a Parney Time podcast the other day. He'll tell you all about it. Lou DiBella was the special guest. Big get for Parney. Not really, of course. Lou is the owner of the Flying Squirrels. But great get, because Lou DiBella isn't just the guy who owns the squirrels. He's also in the International Boxing Hall of Fame. And he told us boxing stories for an hour. It was fantastic. Boxing stories are some of the best stories, because that is a collection of characters right there. I promised we'd get to Kirk Cousins. We're getting to Kirk Cousins. Arthur Blank is the owner of the Atlanta Falcons. The buck stops there. Here's what he has to say about Kirk Cousins.
Listening to our coaching staff and our personnel department, they really made a decision. Michael was going to be available at number 8. They saw an extraordinary talent. Our Kirk Cousins is our franchise quarterback, is our starting quarterback, and he seems to be doing great from a medical standpoint. His attitude, his leadership, culturally, personally, with our players, the coaching staff has been nothing short of outstanding. You know, I know age does kind of creep up. I can speak to myself personally on that a little bit. I know what that means, and you know, Kirk will be 36 at the start of the season, and so we hope and pray he's got, you know, 3 to 4 great years in front of him, maybe beyond that, who knows.
You're not kidding about that, by the way. Arthur Blank, he's 81 years old. Co-founded the Home Depot.
Dang.
Yeah, good resume.
Yeah, he's about old enough to run for president.
He's almost. We'll season him a couple more years. He'll be ready to go. And now spends his days trying to massage Kirk Cousins' ego. You never know where you'll end up in life at 81. Never too old to have to massage Kirk Cousins' ego. He's our starter. He's a franchise quarterback. Here's the great thing about all this talking. Here's what I love about this particular talking season. We all know none of it matters once they start playing football games. We all know that none of it matters. If Kirk Cousins can't play week one because the Achilles is still acting up, and Michael Penix plays week one and Michael Penix looks good, all the talking season, throw it all out the window right away. And we got ourselves a thing. It sounds like Cousins is going to make it back for week one. We'll avoid that fate. But look, in Michael Penix, you've got a guy that his scouting report was most NFL ready. He's older, most NFL ready, ready to fire it up, ready to go. That's going to be hovering over this thing for a while. That's going to be hovering over everything they do this year. It's, on the one hand, I get it. It makes sense. The older quarterback, Achilles injury, need to be covered at the most important position in sports. On the other hand, you did it to not just a guy who's the most fragile guy in sports at the position, but a guy whose brand is, I am the most fragile guy in sports at this. That's the brand. That's the Kirk Cousins name. It's a good housekeeping seal of approval. You slap a Kirk Cousins seal on it. Oh, Dad's a guy who needs some love. Got to butter him up. Got to make sure he gets what he needs. Let's get some baseball in. Vinny Pasquantino, pride of Richmond. Him and Charlie Swanson sharing the title for the next 2 weeks. Here's Kansas City Royals star going yard for the second time yesterday.
And if he delivers, Pasquantino smacks it deep to right field. His second home run of the game. It lands in the right field seats. The Royals go back to back. And it's 6-1 in the top of the eighth.
That's two home runs in one night. That's a good night at the office for Vinny Pasquantino. Good for him. Good for the Royals. Good for baseball. We'll probably fall off the track here of giving daily Nationals updates. That's all right. We'll give you personnel updates. We'll give you everything else. They're off the track. They're working towards the future. And as the trading deadline comes and goes, it's time to rebuild. I think everybody's very excited about what they're rebuilding there, about the opportunity to do that. I mentioned the swimming. Charlie Swanson is our lone Olympic athlete from Richmond, Virginia. I looked this up. He swam this morning. Olympic swimming is, I don't know, there's a lot going on out there. They do a lot of events. It's the 4x100 individual medley relay. So four swimmers, they all swim a different stroke. So Charlie Swanson swam in the qualifying for the U.S. this morning. And we qualified. Thank you, Charlie. Good work. Go Richmond. But then tonight, when they swim for the gold, they sub him out for one of the name swimmers, like a Caleb Dressel or somebody. Yeah. So he's there to get us qualified so that the name swimmers can win the gold. I looked this up, though. If we win a medal, he does still get one. So because he helped us qualify, he still gets the medal. So hopefully the name swimmers can get the job done.
They better not let him down.
He didn't let them down.
That's right.
He did his part. Woke up early. That can't be easy. Living that Olympic lifestyle. Had to wake up early to go qualify. Woke up early in Paris. Had a croissant. Slipped into the Speedo. Went and dominated the world. Just Charlie Swanson. Kicking butt, taking names, eating croissants out in Paris.
Day in the life.
And now he can just eat a baguette and watch the finals. Good for him. That's a good outcome for our guy, Charlie Swanson. Our other guy, Richmond's other guy, the whole city's other guy, Parney, on the other side of the break. You're listening to 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.